This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Our country is in the middle of a civil war between the deep state and elements of our government that want to try to have this country actually be sovereign. President Trump gave a speech that was beyond historical. I had Lord Monckton on yesterday, and he's not one that gets into hype. He's been coming on the show 18 years or so, and he said that this was the greatest speech that Trump's ever given, one of the greatest speeches ever given in history, when you realize the time we're in and everything he said and did. Now, I have a 16-minute boil down that we're going to be going over here today, and I've got a bunch of clips that I'm also going to be playing throughout the transmission. The speech was throwing down the gauntlet to the deep state, putting down communism, socialism, attacking the attacks on the family, going after big tech censorship, pointing out that globalism will not govern the people of the planet into the future. This was an amazing speech. Highlights of Trump's dynamite anti-New World Order speech delivered in the UN are posted to band.video and Infowars.com, the special reports area. Now, that said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We have a new giant hoax with the total proof, with the declassified transcript of the phone call, that President Trump did not offer pro quo, where you offer someone something so you get something back. He said, I want you to buy U.S. weapons and do us a favor in the 30-minute conversation. And later, he says, man, I heard about Biden and how he brags on television that he ordered them not to investigate his son or he'd take $1 billion away. That was the crime at the CFR. We're going to play a clip of that in a moment. So we have the total proof. This is yet another hoax, but even more transparent than the Russia situation, the fake dossier. But they're still going forward. This is only the third president that they've actually started an impeachment process on. You've got, what, Jefferson, Davis, you've got Clinton, and then you've got Trump. So the proceedings have been started. Will it ever get to a full vote in the House? Probably. Not now, but the next round. They're just getting everybody used to this right now. Now, Trump's approval rating went up when he did this. So we're going to be looking at every angle of this today. But here's what Trump put out over the weekend.
Wait a second. Not one single credible outlet has given any credibility to his assertion. Not one single one.
Now to our ABC News investigation this morning into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and questions about money he made from foreign business dealings while his father was vice president.
You have a big story tonight on the New York Times website. Tomorrow, page one of the print edition.
Was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
We have Joe Biden as vice president having intervened to sort of force the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor who happened to have an open case looking into a company, a Ukrainian gas company, that was employing Joe Biden's son.
No reason to pay Hunter Biden $50,000 a month.
Hunter Biden worked for a natural gas company in Ukraine, which is totally fair game. Did the vice president's son use his dad's influence to make money somewhere in the world? That's totally fair game.
Potential conflict of interest there that I think Joe Biden will have to answer for.
Hunter Biden's work with the company reportedly sparked concern among State Department officials.
But was it right for Hunter Biden to take a job like that in Ukraine while his father was engaged in diplomacy there?
There is a story here. We've told some of it. There's more to be told.
I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked at it and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. If the prosecutor's not fired, if the prosecutor's not fired, if the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
September is almost over. And right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, it's only happened a few times in history, and impeachment proceedings have begun against President Trump. We're going to cover that in a moment. And the fact that he's released the transcript of his call and none of what you've heard is true. It's a giant hoax yet again to cover up the crimes of Joe Biden, who bragged on national television on C-SPAN that he threatened to fire a prosecutor when he was vice president. He said, if you don't fire him, we won't give you $1 billion. We're going to be showing you that video coming up here in just a moment. But the deep state is making its move right now against our free society. This is a major quickening. And you saw that incredible speech at the United Nations yesterday by the president. We're going to be going over today. That's why the system's coming after him, because multinational corporations got control of the U.S. and parlayed our military and economic power into building their corporate world government. And they decided to, again, make their base of operations China because of its incredible authoritarianism, because they're above the law. So that's the reason they're coming after Trump, is because he really is the president, and he's announcing that globalism, unelected multinational corporations allied with authoritarian states, will not govern the future. Here is part of that historic speech.
Like those who met us before, our time is one of great contests, high stakes, and clear choices. The essential divide that runs all around the world and throughout history is once again thrown into stark relief. It is the divide between those whose thirst for control deludes them into thinking they are destined to rule over others, and those people and nations who want only to rule themselves. I have the immense privilege of addressing you today as the elected leader of a nation that prizes liberty, independence, and self-government above all. The United States, after having spent over $2.5 trillion since my election to completely rebuild our great military, is also by far the world's most powerful nation. Hopefully, it will never have to use this power. Americans know that in a world where others seek conquest and domination, our nation must be strong in wealth, in might, and in spirit. That is why the United States vigorously defends the traditions and customs that have made us who we are. Like my beloved country, each nation represented in this hall has a cherished history, culture, and heritage that is worth defending and celebrating, and which gives us our singular potential and strength. The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around and all over, this large, magnificent planet. The truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique.
Now, the UN head has come out and said the world is divided between the United States and China's leadership. And the UN chief laid out who's on China's side and who's on the U.S. side. And it's exactly as I've been saying for 10 years. The exact same groups are allied against America. China doesn't allow Muslims in their country. Any Muslims that live in the west of China are on a very short leash. But they fund radical Islam. They work with radical Islam. And they lobby and push for open borders in Europe and here. Radical Islam, expansionist Islam, the Chi-Coms, the big mega banks, the EU, Hollywood, and the global left, all allied against Christianity, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, male, female, if you're Christian, they're against you. Protestant, Catholic, they don't care. The Chi-Coms are allied against Christendom, they're allied against the West and the Renaissance, and that's all there is Western ideas in the United States and a few ragtag countries that work with us or have stayed neutral, and it's the whole rest of the world against us. And the big multinationals have set China up and let them steal all of our intellectual property. They don't recognize our courts. We can have a brand new car or new engine or new device roll off the assembly line. They buy it or they smuggle it into China. We even have export rules and they clone it instantly and won't even let us sell our goods there. And so that's why Trump is the arch criminal, according to the left, because the neocons and the left have parlayed American power off into the rest of the world. They made themselves fabulously rich selling this off, selling that off, and now they know we're pissed off about their policies, so they want to go ahead and take our guns and take our children and further emasculate us, domesticate us. This is all in the WikiLeaks. It's all in their statements. This is a corrupt ruling class that hates America. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. They're so desperate to shut us down. They're so desperate to finish the job off. Because Hillary and the globalists have committed so many crimes. Obama and the deep state and the Comeys of the world sold out our uranium, sold out our secrets, sold out all of our spies. They sold it all out. And now they don't know what to do because we've got a president in with a beachhead who's getting the economy back, getting the love of the nation back, stabilizing things, and they are desperate to crash the economy openly. And desperate to start a civil war. And now the Pentagon issues an emergency alert. It's going up on InfoWars.com right now. That they believe incel Antifa is going to do mass shootings at theaters and that Joker is designed to do it. Of course it is. All that Hollywood's designed to cause a civil war. I had people inside major film conferences where they admit it. There's Trump calling out the Chi-Coms on the theft of this nation's future and that our surrender.
Center of our vision for national renewal is an ambitious campaign to reform international trade. For decades, the international trading system has been easily exploited by nations acting in very bad faith. As jobs were outsourced, a small handful grew wealthy at the expense of the middle class. In America, the result was 4.2 million lost manufacturing jobs and $15 trillion in trade deficits.
You know what? Hit pause right there. I was looking at another clip that was 2 minutes. This one's five. This is the most important clip because this was strategically done and is admitted by the CFR, who said 40 years ago, the next century will be the Chinese communist century. And David Rockefeller wrote in the New York Times, you can read it, that he maneuvered us into this position. So this is how they conquered us. So when we come back, I'm going to play this clip where he explains our surrender is over and the one-sided deals are over. And this is why they're hitting the panic switch and freaking out so bad. Then, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to read to you from the actual declassified memo that was released early this morning. And I'm going to show you that he didn't do any of the things they said, but I'm going to show you Biden publicly saying he did what they say Trump did, where he threatens $1 billion be taken from Ukraine if the prosecutor keeps investigating his dirty, corrupt, filthy son that came in there and looted their economy like a carpet bag and filth bag he is. This is the arrogance of these people. This is all a smokescreen to cover up what Hillary and Biden did.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens.
To say that there are giant storm clouds over Washington, D.C. and over the world right now is an understatement. Again, this isn't some Hollywood movie. This isn't some Netflix drama. This isn't House of Cards. This is the real world. It's far more dangerous and far more serious than any of the degenerates in Hollywood can even try to imagine. I'm your host, Alex Jones, again on this live Global Wednesday transmission. We have Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, joining us in the second hour. I have filed suit against the Young Turks and others in federal court today. That's on Infowars.com. And instead of just posting the suit copy itself, we're waiting to get back from the court the receipt of it with the clerk. That should be up in the next 10 minutes in the article at Infowars.com. But that's part of us getting back on the offense. We're suing two other groups as well. One of the groups we're suing in the suit said that I tried to kill, tried to kill Sandy Hook children. I mean, the lies are just escalating, so I have to defend myself. I'm not happy having to do this, but they refuse to retract any of it. And we're suing some more folks in another suit that's filed tomorrow. I'm going to leave it at that. But this is a serious fight. And Trump's fighting back. He's the real deal. Again, doesn't mean he's perfect, but my God, compared to Hillary Clinton, he's a whole other universe. And we need to really be praying for peace and justice and transparency and discernment right now, because you can feel the energy. Evil knows it's in trouble. Evil is throwing everything it's got at humanity, and for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. The next segment, I'll go into the hoax that is this fourth impeachment in U.S. history. Technically, two people have been impeached. Two others have had proceedings begin against them, and that fourth one is Trump. So we're going to be looking at all of that, Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and others. I said Jeff Davis for some reason. That's the Confederate president for some reason. I'm teleprompter free, folks, so sometimes it comes out wrong, but not on purpose. So the best coverage of this is at DrudgeReport.com for a website. And the best live analysis will be right here at NewsWars.com, Infowars.com, and, of course, expanding on that at Band.Video. And we're going to have Mike Adams come in and co-host as well. He's loaded for bear and expert on all these topics. He was going to come in about we discovered that Google's already had quantum computing before they announced that they can already break basically any encryption. This is earth-shaking news as well. And people are starting to learn we don't make stuff up. It came out yesterday that it's been known for 3 years that, well, I'll tell you about it later with the smartphones and TVs, but this is incredible. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the president, again, talking about the real economic war against us in the last 40 years. We didn't start the war with China. We're just now fighting for our lives and realizing we're under attack. Here it is.
At the center of our vision for national renewal is an ambitious campaign to reform international trade. For decades, the international trading system has been easily exploited by nations acting in very bad faith. As jobs were outsourced, a small handful grew wealthy at the expense of the middle class. In America, the result was 4.2 million lost manufacturing jobs and $15 trillion in trade deficits over the last quarter century. The United States is now taking that decisive action to end this grave economic injustice. Our goal is simple. We want balanced trade that is both fair and reciprocal. We have worked closely with our partners in Mexico and Canada to replace NAFTA with the brand new and hopefully bipartisan U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Tomorrow, I will join Prime Minister Abe of Japan to continue our progress in finalizing a terrific new trade deal. As the United Kingdom makes preparations to exit the European Union, I have made clear that we stand ready to complete an exceptional new trade agreement with the UK that will bring tremendous benefits to both of our countries. We are working closely with Prime Minister Boris Johnson on a magnificent new trade deal. The most important difference in America's new approach on trade concerns our relationship with China. In 2001, China was admitted to the World Trade Organization. Our leaders then argued that this decision would compel China to liberalize its economy and strengthen protections to provide things that were unacceptable to us and for private property and for the rule of law. Two decades later, this theory has been tested and proven completely wrong. Not only has China declined to adopt promised reforms, it has embraced an economic model dependent on massive market barriers, heavy state subsidies, currency manipulation, product dumping, forced technology transfers, and the theft of intellectual property, and also trade secrets on a grand scale.
And cultural sabotage funding Hollywood.
As just one example, I recently met the CEO of a terrific American company, Micron Technology, at the White House. Micron produces memory chips used in countless electronics. To advance the Chinese government's five-year economic plan, a company owned by the Chinese state allegedly stole Micron's designs, valued at up to $8.7 billion. Soon, the Chinese company obtains patents for nearly an identical product, and Micron was banned from selling its own goods in China. But we are seeking justice. The United States lost 60,000 factories after China entered the WTO. This is happening to other countries all over the globe. The World Trade Organization needs drastic change. The second largest economy in the world should not be permitted to declare itself a developing country in order to game the system at others' expense. For years, these abuses were tolerated, ignored, or even encouraged. Globalism exerted a religious pull over past leaders, causing them to ignore their own national interests. But as far as America is concerned, those days are over.
Stop right there. As far as America is concerned, those days are over. He goes on to say our era of economic surrender is over. And I want to explain something. China owns the majority of Hollywood production now. That's on record. And they're funding all of this race war, sex war, America sucks, garbage. Because there's traitors in our country quarterbacking it, telling China what to do. We're going to make them all pay. September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last.
across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Publicly saying he committed massive crimes. A $4 billion company
turned over to his son. Millions paid to his son, but that's nothing. The shareholders transferred partial ownership to a new board of directors with top Democrats sitting on the board. And so, this whistleblower puts in the complaint. Then the head of national intelligence says that's not a legitimate complaint. Nothing wrong was done. The Democrats go crazy. Trump says, I'm not going to release it. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. They throw Briar Rabbit, who lives in the briar patch, into the briar patch. This is not level four chess. This is just the ways you set people up that have operatives inside your White House. What Trump said last week, you're all so foolish, left. Do you think I would ever do anything illegal over the phone? Plus, I don't do stuff illegal to begin with. I'm a straight-laced guy, straight shooter. That's how you don't go to jail. The old saying, you can't con an honest man. My mom's brother, smart, good, upstanding guy, smart guy. Saw a lot of stuff around the world. You always say that you can't con an honest man. Other dishonest people are the ones that fall into all the scams and manipulation. They love it. So now the transcript's released. We're going to go over it. And he says, I really want you to do us a favor and buy our weapons. Well, if there's one thing a U.S. president is supposed to do for the military-industrial complex, it's that. I mean, that's totally legal. What a president is really supposed to do is defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the people from enemies, foreign and domestic, and protect the borders and execute the laws faithfully. But U.S. presidents tour the world trying to get people to buy our weapon systems. It's the one thing we got left industry-wise, really. Trump's trying to get it all back. But he's done a damn good job selling our weapons. But if you look at the New York Times headlines, it's do us a favor, in quotes, and then they put right next to it, investigate Joe Biden. Son. Think about that. But Joe Biden goes on television on C-SPAN at the Council on Foreign Relations, set up by British intelligence in 1921 to Anglify the U.S. That's why the old original talking movies, they speak in British accents, even though they're not British citizens or not from England, because that was seen as elite. And they said, we'll get America to merge with the British Empire. And Winston Churchill wrote three books about it. Winston Churchill's mommy was American. He himself was could have been heir to the throne. He was British royalty. But PR, the average American didn't even know Winston Churchill could have been the King of England. They didn't know he was half American unless you read his book. So I'm not even saying it's a bad thing overall, but it's Cecil Rhodes. It's Winston Churchill who worked for Cecil Rhodes and then later became prime minister. I mean, that's what this is. And now when you pull back from this, he's at the Council on Foreign Relations on national television bragging, they investigated my son. So I told them, if you don't fire that prosecutor, I'm going to cut $1 billion out of an aid package. That was half the aid every year to Ukraine. Now think about that. Then they turn it around in the media that Trump said, I'm going to withhold aid if you don't rehire that prosecutor. What all Trump said is, I heard about this. It's a terrible story. Is that true? Can you look into that? Well, he better be doing stuff like that. So, again, why are they doing this? Because they're so scared. The indictments are ready for McCabe and others. I told you that weeks ago. The indictments are there. They went to the number two of the Justice Department. That's the procedure. And said, please kill these. And they said, no. That means the indictments are sitting there. That's how it works. And then you heard later, oh, there's other indictments. They're there. That isn't some foggy thing on 4chan. And they've had the grand juries open in D.C., in Maryland, and in Virginia for the last 2 years. They have two types, the type that indict, the informational investigative grand juries. Both are open. That's confirmed. So that's why you're seeing this desperate chicken with the head cut off behavior. I mean, look at these headlines. I won't get into the unclassified document. Trump makes it clear he's ready for a fight he's long anticipated. Pelosi launches formal impeachment inquiry. Only the fourth time in history it's happened. Only two presidents have been impeached. Meanwhile, the White House wants the person to be able to testify because it's going to be a giant joke, like Blasey Ford. Now, why don't they just have the whistleblower say Trump raped them? Just have a man say he raped them. Or just make up whatever. Oh, and surprise, surprise. Oh, geez, Hillary Clinton favors impeachment proceedings because it's an emergency or something. And then it goes on, guess who the whistleblower is? Someone who worked directly for Hillary Rodham Clinton. You just can't make that up. Now, here's the key exhibit before I get to the document itself. Transcript. Trump asked Ukraine's leader to, quote, do us a favor. Those are close quotes. Then they put it like a word salad game and also urges inquiry of Biden. Do us a favor. And that's what they're saying is he said, I'm going to hold back money if you don't do it. Then you read the actual transcript. And it's no such thing in a 30-plus minute conversation. He talks about Biden for 20 seconds. And we're going to read you from what he said. Between President Zelensky of Ukraine and President Trump of the United States of America. But you read the New York Times or everywhere else. Oh, my gosh, it's a smoking gun. He was saying, we'll hold back money if you don't do what we say. Meanwhile, it's total perfect projection, total inversion. Here's Biden a year ago on national television. And that's what Trump said. He says, you know, Biden's bragging about this on TV. It's really disturbing. Can you look into this? I mean, if he wasn't doing that, I'd say this guy's got a problem. But instead, he's out there like a hoss, like a boss, doing exactly what he should be doing. Hallelujah. And it's got these crooks scared. Here is Biden.
And so I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money."
So if you want to know who the enemy is, it's those sycophantic people like Richard Inhofe and the other sitting up there preening, all kissing each other's ass while they preside over the gang rape of America. And now they've gang raped us. Now they're putting cigarettes out on us. Now they're going to slit our throat and throw us out into a garbage pile. Well, guess what? It ain't going to happen. You little dirty pimps. We're going to remove you and your SkyCom masters. You got it, Jack? We are kicking your ass.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets.
We shall never surrender.
We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Spoiling for a fight and winning. We have the providence. Okay. This is, again, probably going to be one of the most loaded, jam-packed transmissions ever. You can feel the energy increasing across the planet. Good and evil are contending for supremacy as we launch into the future. I should have covered this in detail yesterday. I did cover it some. DrudgeReport.com had it up as their top right-hand link. It just got taken down as I was about to cover it. But Professor warns social credit to shift law from Constitution to analytics and algorithm. That is a Daniel Taylor, OldThinkerNews.com story that we reposted. It's so important. And Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, will be here in the next hour to go over this some with us and why this is so important. Because this is what Facebook admits they're doing. Corporate global social score and corporate governance. So dangerous. And they're going to be over banking everything. The big four tech companies. This is the plan. And that dovetails with this shocking article that went up last night that I talked about 15 years ago because I talked to engineers. Remember Captain Crunch, the first hacker he's known as, he's been on the show? He learned how to whistle into a telephone and take control of the phone company and even call, you know, get Richard Nixon on the phone. Now, you ever hear, and all of a sudden your cable system flips over and says there's an emergency alert from the president or weather or whatever? Those are tones. Those are computers talking. Now, this has been a fact since they came out with radio and it went commercial. By the 30s, they had tones. And then it went into telephones later. Before that, it was switchboards, people. We should do a whole piece on this, the secret language of machines in your house. They're whistling, they're talking. Why do you think R2-D2 goes? It goes, and you're like, oh, that's stupid in those old movies. No, that's what they do. That's people going to engineers and saying, how would a robot talk? Well, they talk in bursts and bleeps. Tones aren't really audible in radio anymore, but remember you used to listen to talk radio when it went to break sometimes? You'd hear a that's tones. In your house, from all the smart TVs, for years, they're communicating with everything else in your house, even when your TV's not plugged into the internet, because your phone's activating it back and forth, and they're all talking with subaudible tones. Now, your dog can hear it. There's a reason your dog climbing underneath the... I mean, can you imagine animals and whales and other what this is like, having to listen to all this? I mean, it basically, if you could hear it, it's like this. Just constantly. And they're all reporting on you. And it says that in the articles. We're linking to mainstream news now telling you about it. The light bulbs. Why do you think Obama said there's one type of light bulb you've got to use? And they're globally standardized under the UN, that type of light bulb. It was in mainstream news, in engineering magazines 10 years ago, 11 years ago, that those can communicate with light flickers with chips embedded inside devices. And they can have a little hole in the front of the device, and that light goes through it and then activates it and gives it orders. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're not in Kansas anymore. There's articles about the IRS is using AI now to track your emotions and what you're up to. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. IRS testing behavioral analytics to verify online users. Oh, my God. I mean, this is just out of control. So imagine if you're in your house and your Alexa and your Google Nest or your Ring that's got hidden mics in it. So you turn the mic off, it's still on. And you can hear them communicating with each other. Again, it would sound like a fireworks display or something. Bing, bong, bing, bing, bzz, bah, bing, bing, bing. I mean, that's what's going on. And it's all on Infowars.com if you care. Okay. And again, they know who you are. The machines are programmed when a certain phone comes around that the phone then communicates with it and goes back and forth with all these tones. And then there's bounties on you. That's what came out last week, that Netflix contacts all the smart TVs, even if you don't have Netflix, your TV's reporting everything you do back to Netflix. And then it reports it all to Google and Apple because they're all setting up a grid. It was all done on purpose where everything you do, from paying your taxes to getting a movie ticket to buying condoms to buying liquor to going to the doctor, everything is tracked. And then if you don't play ball, they turn it off, which they now admit's the plan. How the hell would we allow such a nightmare grid to be built around us? Now, I had a clip I was going to get to of Giuliani laying all this out last week, how Biden did it all. And I mean, we were the ones 3 years ago and 2 years ago harping on Biden and Obama and Hillary and the sellout of the Ukrainian infrastructure. And that's one reason Roger Stone got indicted, was because he was laying out the groundwork here. And so we're going to get to that clip. Barnes is here. I filed suit on the Young Turks today. You can see the lawsuit at Infowars.com. We had the classified document we're going to read over with Barnes first. There is so much. I've got more of Trump's speech. I mean, the quickening's here. And I keep saying every day, the quickening's more intense. The quickening's more intense. The quickening's more intense. And then I don't start the show every day just to say that. It's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. But remember, there's not just evil in the universe. So as scary as this gets, rolling over to these people only encourages them. And I'm going to say this right now. A lot of people have not supported Trump or have backed off supporting him because You get audited. You get death threatened. You get harassed. The left then comes after you at the grassroots. And if you're in a homeowners association, they will change the rules where you can't even park cars in your own driveway and only enforce it on you. That's happening to me. They will harass your children. They will spit on you in stores. They will throw iced tea in your face or hot coffee in your face. They will say they want to kill you to your face. They will shoot you. They will break your ribs, like Congressman Scalise and Senator Paul. So you need to understand, folks, that I'm prominent in this, and I'm not even the most prominent in the revolution to take back America, and it's been very interesting. Now, I'm the type of person that can be totally exhausted, and somebody messes with me or death threats me, and I suddenly get 5 hours of pure energy. I'm not a defeatist. I'm not a masochist. I'm not a sadomasochist. I don't enjoy fights, but you come and punch me in the nose, I turn into the Energizer Bunny that'll tear your nose off. So this doesn't affect me other than making me just get more aggressive and more focused. A lot of people just get overwhelmed by it and blown away by the corruption and just tap out. So this is a battle of wills, folks. And people are waiting for Trump to go on the offense, and he's going to get even more support. But I think he's waiting till it builds and it crests, like popping a pimple, till he really lets the globalists have it. And they know that now. The indictments are there. It's coming. And all hell is about to break loose. It's already breaking loose. But I'm going to tell you right now, the Pentagon put out an official report on Stars and Stripes that Antifa is going to go shoot up movie theaters and blame it on conservatives. The Joker's designed to do it. The Pentagon knows what propaganda is. This is Chi-Com revolution starting crap. I did a report on it last week. The Pentagon has officially come out and said that. So the Pentagon's not perfect. The Pentagon didn't know what was going on 10 years ago. It knows what's going on now. And it's decided, hey, we're not going to sell out America and piss all over our forebears and sign over to the Chi-Coms for no reason. Just from an even a selfish position, why would you forfeit all the power we've got in our, in our history just so globalist leftists can piss all over us and, you know, like a dog wiping its ass on the carpet, drag their butts over our faces? I mean, I'm sorry, but that's what this is a giant chicken crap exercise of chicken neck nobodies that if they could mount America's head on the wall, they'd finally be somebody. Now, listen, speaking of funding operations, ladies and gentlemen, we're under massive attack. You know it. We've got a lot of innovation under attack. We put everything we've got into giving the globalists a full push into 2020, but I need funding, plus I make it easy. We got the best supplements. We got the best water filtration, air filtration. Everything is 50% off. The storable foods, the air filters, the water filters, all the supplements, InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes early. 2 months early, we're running it for a week. Whatever hadn't sold out, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your supplements. The new products, Bizo Beats, it's amazing. So good for you. We've got all these great new T-shirts, Operation 51st State, Beto Not, take the assault weapons. InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide, free shipping. Double Patriot points. And 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, look, have we not delivered? You've delivered as well. Together we've done this. Thank God. But we have delivered!
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.